Welcome to Billy and Sue and our Sunday supplement. And this week we are talking about when is a breakfast not classed as a breakfast. And we're not talking about the time of day you eat it, we're talking about what should be on it.
Yes,
Billy. Because you've got strong views on this, haven't you?
I have really strong views, Sue. And I've got to say, well, this is your weekly chance to not only pull up a stool, but also to be a fly on a wall on this case.
Yes.
In this case. Do you know, that's something I was doing today, mixing up my words.
I know you were, weren't you, on the show?
At least we don't have a playback feature on the live show. There's a playback feature here, whatever
there
platform
is.
You're listening to this on. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Hash browns.
Hash browns.
Yeah, that's right. Hash browns. In my humble opinion, and it is a very humble opinion, you know me, I don't have any big ego or anything that I bring into the radio studio with me.
Not much.
Neither of us do, do we, really?
Not much.
We like to keep it fully toned down. We don't have millions of celebrities outside waiting. Sorry, celebrities?
Or fans.
I'm just continuing this trend of getting things wrong.
Well,
aren't
we do,
I?
But we just don't talk about it.
We're just too humble, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk about the thousands and millions of fans that send us fan mail. We found it a struggle to get into the studio, didn't we, today?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Because of all the envelopes.
Absolutely, yeah.
All that fan mail.
Yeah.
Hash browns.
Yes.
You've got to have hash browns with a breakfast.
Well, yeah, but you can eat whatever you like for your breakfast. Do you mean a full English breakfast?
Well, if that's what you mean, yeah. Go on, entertain me here.
Well, I'm obviously going to have a bowl of porridge for breakfast.
I
wouldn't have hash browns with that, would you?
I see what you mean. You're right. So you, some people choose to have some cherries for breakfast, or somebody might elect
have
to have a croissant, yes.
So really, you can have whatever you want for breakfast. But do you mean on a full, like a full English breakfast, it should include hash browns?
I think so, yeah.
Is that right, though? Because I think hash browns are more an American thing, aren't they?
I knew you was going to say that. You are right, but I still think, I think for both.
Where do you stand on beans?
On beans?
Yeah.
I think it's a necessity, but I'm sorry to say this. It has to be a certain brand, beginning with H.
H, yeah.
It's just not the same otherwise. The other ones are just too watery.
On beans, though, do you like them on the plate with the breakfast, or do you like them in a little pot
so
they don't infect everything with beaniness?
I'm so glad that you've brought this up. This has to be the number one issue right now.
Well, I think it does, really. Yeah, so what's your view on that?
I'm totally with you.
Which
it needs to
said.
Be. Well, but it's obvious where your preference is.
Go on then.
Just the fact that you said being infected by the beans. Right, I already know that you're in my camp here, Sue.
So you'd have them in a pot, would you?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't, because I like beans. I don't mind things being infected and sogged by beans. That's fine by me. I like the same with tomato and egg. I don't mind it being sogged with that.
See, this is where you and I are totally different. You've really surprised me. I'm almost a little bit speechless.
Right. Yeah, I'd dip my toast in a beans. I would. And the other thing I know that causes controversy with breakfasts is mushrooms. Where do you stand on the mushrooms?
I don't like mushrooms, but oddly enough, I can see the relevance of them being on the plate.
Yeah, I think a mushroom is nice with breakfast. It adds a bit of moisture together with your beans and your tomato and your egg.
I've got to say, though, I'm not even joking when I say this. I'm not even exaggerating here. I got put off from having cooked breakfasts for a long time because I had a really bad experience. I won't mention the place.
No, don't.
I don't even think it's open anymore. But they put the beans on the plate, and it was just, it was too much.
No.
And it was all over the egg. It was all over the sausage. No.
Oh, dear.
It was all over the bacon. It was all over the bread. The bread was soggy.
We're going to have to agree to differ on this.
See, I just, look, I can respect your right to have beans on your plate. But it's I stand in the same zone when it comes to certain establishments that put salad dressing on salad without telling you on the menu that they're putting it on.
Oh, no,
there.
I think they should. But on the carrying on the subject of breakfast, though, do you know one thing that you don't get very often that I think probably you should have on a full English,
though
I'm still a bit suspect of it myself, is fried bread. You don't often get a fried slice, do you, with your breakfast days?
You've just telepathically read my mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm obviously calorie counting and all of that stuff.
This is why we're talking about probably the most unhealthy meal you could ever have.
Partly because I had it this afternoon, slash this morning, but Also partly because it is also... Sometimes it is nice to have a bit of a treat, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And fried bread. You read my mind, Sue, because I had that this morning and I never normally have it. Yeah.
Did you?
I did, and do you know, it was lovely.
Really? Oh.